Manuscript Releases, Volume 13, Numbers 1000 to 1080. MR, Number 1049, Keeping the Sabbath Holy, The Sabbath, a Family Experience. Thus, there was something to be done in preparing even the heaven-sent bread for the children of Israel. This was a test for them. God desired to see whether or not they would keep the Sabbath holy. The Lord told the children of Israel that this work must be done on the preparation day, Friday. On that day they were to bake that which they would bake, and seethe that which they would seethe. The word of God comes down through the ages to this time. This direction from the lips of Jehovah is for our spiritual interest, or it would not have been spoken. God would have the Sabbath kept as a day of rest and spiritual devotion, and any careless inattention in reference to this is displeasing to Him. It is a great work to educate, discipline, and train minds for the service of God, here and to dwell in the courts above, forever. In the world to come, your children will be just what you make them in this world. A copy of this manuscript in the Washington office of the Ellen G. White Estate contains a revision of this sentence in Mrs. White's own handwriting. Though some typewritten words were not crossed out when she made her changes, apparently Mrs. White intended the sentence to read as follows. Parents, you are forming characters for the world to come. Your children will take with them all the spiritual instruction you have given them in this world. Explain your work and its purpose to your children, and let them help themselves and their parents in their preparation to keep the Sabbath according to the commandment. Lead your children to consider the Sabbath a delight, the day of days, the holy of the Lord, honorable. Do not allow yourself to spend the precious hours of the Sabbath in your bed. The heads of the house should be astir early. In the morning, the family should gather about the table quietly, and it would be well if on the Sabbath there should ever be a simple, palatable meal, yet something that would be considered a treat, well prepared, something that they do not have every day of the week. Then, either before or after the meal, should come the family worship. This should be a service in which the children can take some part. All should have their Bibles, each reading a verse or two. Then a simple hymn may be sung, followed not by a long, wearisome prayer, but a simple petition, telling the Lord in the simplest manner the needs of the family, and expressing gratitude for God's mercies and blessings. This invites Jesus as a welcome guest into your house and heart. In the family, long prayers of remote things are not in place and make the hour of prayer a weariness when it should be considered a privilege and a blessing. Make the season one of interest and joy. Never let the children consider it a burden. Preparation for the Sabbath. The Sabbath should be as sacredly observed on the campground as it is in our homes. We should not let the bustle and excitement around us detract from its sacred dignity. No cooking should be done on that day. The instruction which God gave to Israel should not be disregarded. Bake that which ye will bake today, and seethe that ye will seethe. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Exodus 16, verse 23. God meant what He said when He gave these directions, and shall we, who are presenting to the people the claims of the divine law, break that law ourselves, merely to please the appetite? God forbid. There has sometimes been almost as much cooking done on the Sabbath as on other days, and the blessing of God has been shut out by our failure to honor Him in keeping the Sabbath according to the commandment. God's restrictions not to be disregarded. Speak not lightly of the restrictions placed upon Israel in Sinai regarding the cooking of manna. The Lord has placed barriers around His Sabbath that it may not be regarded with the least carelessness or irreverence. When the Lord said, "Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath, bake that which ye will bake today, and seethe that which ye will seethe," He means that Friday shall be our preparation day, in which we are to do all our cooking. The Sabbath is not to be a day when tidbits shall be prepared or cooked. if it is really essential to have beans on the Sabbath, let them be cooked on Friday and kept warm in the oven. They need not be eaten cold unless preferred. But let no remarks be made as though it is a very light thing whether we regard the special requirements of God in regard to the Sabbath or not. It is not left for any man or woman to venture to disregard any commandment of God. White Estate, Washington, D.C., March 1st, 1984.